The published documents purport to show the degree to which the Ukrainian military is struggling in the conflict, but also supposedly show that the U.S. has extensively penetrated Russian intelligence units and is also spying on close allies, including Ukraine's military and political leaders. The leak that was first reported by the New York Times includes details about Ukraine's military strength and its casualty counts, along with those of Russian forces. The Times report says, one senior U.S. official called the leak a massive intelligence breach, made worse because it lays out to Russia just how deep American intelligence operatives have managed to get into the Russian military apparatus. But some of the details in the documents appear to have been altered to present a rosier picture of the Russian military, fueling speculation that they're being used in a propaganda drive.
There are some aspects of the document that have some authenticity to them, but there are also indications that this may be a Russian disinformation campaign, which they're very good at.
It's attempting to target strategic intelligence sharing between the United States and Ukraine and try to, you know, create a bad faith relationship there.
The documents also appear to reveal U.S. national secrets about the Middle East, China, and even North Korea. The White House is working at damage control with its traditional allies, many of whom are believed to have been angered at the reported extent of U.S. espionage. It's also working at reassuring those allies that the U.S. is able to keep its secrets. And what the White House most needs is concrete information about the leaks from both the Pentagon and the Department of Justice. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.